Today's Shir is Masechta Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizkiya. Rav Chizkiya taught us Tana, Rav Yehuda, good guidance. Rav Yehuda, good guidance taught us Hashulcha Vamanaira, Hashulcha and the Manaira, Mizbeach, Vapraichis, and the Mizbeach, and the Praichis, Ma'akvim as a Kabanis. All of them are essential, and if you don't have them, then you can't, if you don't have them, you can't bring a carbon. Divrei Rameya, that's the opinion of Rameya. V'cham amrim, en l'cha ma'akav is a carbon. There is no keli, which is ma'akav the carbon, el akir v'kan bilvad. The only two kelim that are absolutely essential are the kir and the kana. Says the Gemara, v'le'am makenam Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, is this true? Haven't we learned that they said Treyam Amrim? The Torah says V'samtas Hashulchan Michutz Lepraiches V'samenayru Noichach Hashulchan Atzala Mishkan Teimana V'Hashulchan Tita Atzala Atzofen. The Torah Akdosh over here tells us where all kelim should be put, and says Kolayin Deksiv Noichach, wherever the Torah uses the word Noichach, for example, the menorah, the Torah says, "V'se menorah noichach ma'akif." So if it's not where it's supposed to be, the carbon is disqualified. When the Torah says the word tzela, ain't a ma'akif. And the shulchan, the Torah uses the word tzela. The Torah says, "V'shulchan titein al tzela." V'am Rav Shmuel ben Nachman b'shem Rav Yonason, v'afilu tzela, he holds ma'akif, that even a tzela, even something like the Shulchan, where the Torah uses the word tzela, is essential. V'amar Reb Illa, b'shem Reb Shmuel ben Nachman, v'afilu sima, if the Torah says the word sima, where the Torah says, v'yosem es mizbach hazor b'oil ha'moed, that too is ma'akev. But, and regarding the key of a kana, everybody agrees that they have to be there. And as the Mefarshim explained, because the kir and kanoi were what the kohanim were mitar themselves with before they entered the Beis HaMikdash. And the halacha is that anything that is mitar, the halacha, anything that's mitar, of course you have to have, because otherwise they can't have their avoda. But what is the point here, that we started the shir, that only the kir and the kanoi are ma'akiv, that is not consistent, not with Rav Meir, not with the opinion of Rav Meir, but not in the opinion of the Chachamim. How could these Amoraim disagree? Answers the Gemara Amar Chanina, the Voidah that started in the Beis HaMikdash itself, according to the Chachamim, only the Kir and Kanam Akiv, and according to Rav Meir, even the Shulchan, Menorah, and the Mizbeach are Ma'akvim. The machlokes of the Amoraim that we started the shiur with today is ba'avodah shebachutz. That's ba'avodahs that are done outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's where we have this machlokes. The Karban Adah, this says that when we're speaking about these kelim and the kabanis, we're saying that it's not just regarding kabanis. It's regarding the avodah of each carbon, of each one of these kelim. For example, the shulchan has to have the lechem aponim on it. The menorah has to have the neiris lit in it. So he's saying that not just, so when the Gemara says that we have, that whatever opinion we're going to say, which is ma'akiv, it's not just ma'akiv for the kabbonis, he says, but it's also ma'akiv for the voidah of that keli. However, in the Bavli, the halach, it's not like that. The Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Mizbeach Shenaker, if the Mizbeach is not in the Mizbeach Azov, on which they brought the carbon, on which they brought the Ketoris, is not in its proper place, Maktirin Ketoris from Kaimai. The halach is you can bring the Ketoris on its place. But, and the Mesh Chacham explains, why does the Torah specify about the Mizbeach Apnimi? When the Torah speaks about the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Torah speaks about it at the end of Parshat Tzava. Not together with all the other Kalim, which are mentioned in Parshas Truma. Says the Meshech Chachma, the Torah wanted to tell us that all the other kelim, the halacha is, as we're learning in our sugya, they cannot do the avoid on them unless they're in their proper place. The Mizbech HaPnimi, that we just quoted, the Gemara Masech Tzvachim, that even if it's not in its proper place, you could bring the avodah on the floor of the Azara. And therefore, they took the parsha of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and so even though it's not in the avodah, it's not in the proper place, the halacha is that it's considered fine. That's why the Torah, when it teaches us the halacha of the rule of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also didn't put it in the proper place. So the Gemara said that even when the Torah uses the words sima, it's ma'akiv. Where does the Torah use the word sima? By the Oren and the Mizbeach. So the Paradis Yosef asks, so we know that at certain points of our history, there was no Oren. So if there was no Oren, how could they ever have done the Avodah? So he says that even according to Manda Amar, that it's ma'akiv, it's only when it's available. But when it's not available, then it's not ma'akiv. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat is that he suggests that when the Gemara says there was no Oren in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it means that it wasn't visible. But the Oren was hidden directly under the spot in the Kodesh HaKadoshim where it was supposed to be. And since the Oren was in that spot where it was supposed to be, it's not just not visible to us, so therefore they could have done the Avodah. Says the Gemara, Amar B'chanina, Shachtzis G'doyla, Hoysa B'nei Kehanim G'doylam. The Kehanim G'doylam acted with arrogance. She Yoshtu M'sishri Kisri Zav Haimotzimba. They used to spend more than 60 kikra of gold for what we learned in yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they built a special ramp to have for the Parah Aduma. And we learned that that the Kehanim Gedolim were the ones that spent the money. And says the Gemara, not only did they spend the money, but they spent a lot of money for that ramp. So Yosef Mishishim Kikri Zav HaYimaitzim Ba Shai Kifsa Shal Parah Oymit Loyach Mehem Marab. That everybody spent that much money. Says the Gemara, and furthermore, no Kohen Gadol used the ramp that was made by his predecessors. El Soisroi, they would dismantle whatever ramp was there, or Banim Shalai and build a new one. Ask the Gemara, Hesiv Rav Ula Kamei Ramana, so Rav Ula asked, Vatani Shimon HaTzadik, Shtei Paras Osa. Tzimin HaTzadik, who was certainly a great tzadik, he was a Kohen Gadol, and it says that in his time they made two parah dumas. Lo bekevesh hoitzizu hoitzizu. The one that he used once, he didn't use again. Ask the Gemara, Ishlach lameima Shimon HaTzadik shachetz haya? Can you think that Shimon HaTzadik was arrogant? Says the Gemara, Ma kedoin, why did he do so? Says the Gemara, Al Shem Mali he bepara, besilsel hu bepara. What happened? What in time of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a lot of tumah in Klal Yisrael, and because there was a lot of tumah in Klal Yisrael, he had to bring. And I saw the Mefarshim explain if they brought two para adumas at the same time, because in his time there were many wars and many people became tumah. Particularly Kohanim, and we know, we discussed this in our previous year, that Kohanim can't be Tamei, because if the Kohanim are Tamei, then the halach is that they can't do the Avodah. And because he had to bring two Parah Adumas in his time, he also was very careful that they should both be built properly. Because says the Gemara, Tani, Zizim Ksolim HaYotz Mekan Mekan, there were walls coming out of the side of this ramp, Kadesh lo yitzitzo kahanim v'yitmu. The kahanim should not bend over and maybe become tamei from the area outside the ramp. So that's why Shimon HaTzadik was very careful. And as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, there is a halacha. There was a very big argument between the Prushim, between us and the Tzadikim, regarding the Paraduma. We felt, based on the explanation of the Psukim, that the Kohen who did the Avodah with the Paraduma may be a Kohen who's a Tful Yoyim. A Tful Yoyim, as we know, is a Kohen who went to the mikveh just that day. So even though all of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol has to be done with Tahara, the halach is that that Avodah was allowed to be done by a Tful Yoyim. And the Tzadikim held not that way. So to dispel what the Tzadikim held, they always used a Tful Yoyim. But then they were concerned that people would think that we don't have to be so careful about the Tahara of the Paraduma. So to show that that wasn't the case, they went out of the way to only use people who were tar with the Paraduma. So now, as we discussed in the previous year, they built a special ramp on which to transport the Paraduma. We want to be very careful that the Kohen who does the Avodah with the Paraduma is not going to become Tamei and not bend over the walls, the sides of this ramp. And there may be Tumah on the sides of this ramp buried, and he will be Mal, he will be over that Tumah, which will make him Tamei. And that's why Shimon HaTzadik built these ramps, even though it cost a lot of money, because he felt bringing these ramps, bringing the Paraduma at that time, required that it should be done in a way that nobody should become Tamei. There's a tshuva in the Tchassam Sofer, Yoredeya Simen Reish Chof. The tshuva in the Tchassam Sofer is a very interesting tshuva. It speaks about a community that built the shul, and in the records of that community, it says that nobody has permission after the building of that shul to take that shul, sell it, dismantle it, in order to build a new shul. And now, people in that community, the Chassam Sofer says, want to build a new shul, a beautiful shul, and they want to be able to, even though they have this nether that they took, not to build a new shul. May they do it to build a new shul or not? So the Chassam Sofer there says, and he quotes this Gemara, he says that we have to be concerned about communal money. And if in a shul there is, if in a community there's a beautiful shul existing, and people just want to spend money because they want even something more glorious, he says, our Gemara just called the Kahanim who felt the need to do this, shachtzis. The Gemara uses a very sharp word. The Gemara says that it's considered arrogant. So if it's considered arrogant, it's certainly something that we have to avoid. Tan, the Rabbi Akiva Omer, we learned in the Mishnah, we discussed this in our previous year, the Rabbi Akiva said, Amos Dakrin, we can't, that they did not do business in the Hegdish. We don't use Hegdish funds to create a business. We don't use money that belongs to Aniyim that's set aside for Tzedakah for business. Elam Ratza, only time it could be permitted is v'giyah hefset shaloi v'aschal lehegdish. Where hegdish is guaranteed not to have any loss, only because of only gain. So the Al Gemara seems to be saying that the reason why we can't do business with the hegdish things is because we're concerned that it's going to be a loss. The Gemara in Masechta Ksubis gives a different reason. Amos Takum Shal Hegdish, the Gemara says, is because Ein Anias B'Mokum Ashiris. It's not appropriate that the Hegdish should have to come to sell, should have to be doing these kind of things. And there are Nafkaminas, although I did see that the Mepharshim want to say that really the two Pshatim complement each other. Kada, says the Gemara, Kada B'Zimna, there was a situation of an individual that the assets of Yisoyimim were left with him to take care. So he went and asked Ramona if he could do business, could he invest those funds? If you set up the business that all of the loss will be yours, if there's any loss, chas v'shalom, but the profit you'll share, then shari. Again, there was a situation that the assets of Yisomim were left by Rav Chia, Vavid Cain, and he did this. So of course, the question is, how was he allowed to do this? Why is this not considered ribbis? The halacha is that if I lend money to someone, and the terms of the deal are that if there'll be profit, all of the profit will come to me. And if there's profit, then we'll share in the profit. But if there's a loss, the person who I invested with will have to carry the loss himself. That is considered ribbis. And the question is, how could you do that with the Hegdish money, with the Yisomim money? So there are many terutzim that the Rishonim give. One pshat that the Rashi seems to do is going back to a concept that we learned earlier in this Masechta, the concept of Hevker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin has special authority when it comes to Dini Mamonis. And since Bezdin has these special authorities, if this transaction is done in front of Bezdin, then the halacha is that the regular rules of ribbis don't apply. Another pshat is that we're talking about Hegdish. And the halacha that one can't work with ribbis is only a mischa, your friend. One Jew with another Jew. But here we're talking with Hegdish, the halachas of ribbis are different. What about the Yisoyimim? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat again is that it's done in front of Bezdin. And since it's done in front of Bezdin, there's no problem. It's Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And the other pshat that I saw is that this is not real ribbis, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Masechet Bava Metzia. This is what is known as a vak ribbis. And the reason it's not considered full-fledged ribbis, because a full-fledged ribbis is only by aganata, when I make up with you that I'm lending you whatever amount of money, and you're going to pay me a specific rate of interest over a specific amount of time. Any other situation falls into the category of a vak ribbis. And by Yisoyimim, they relaxed the halachas of Avak ribbis, and they said we could be more lenient. In fact, there's a machloikus achroinim, if by every dvar mitzvah we could be lenient by avak ribbis. The Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Mem Beis in Aruch Chaim says that l'tzorech sudas Shabbos, l'tzorech sudas mitzvah, we're allowed to borrow money with avak ribbis. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, however, and that's in its quote in the Pesach Tshuva, Yerudei is Simen Kuf Samach, Sifkat and Chav Beis. It also says that you could use L'Tzarech Mitzvah, you could lend or borrow money with Avak Ribbis. The Mishnah Berura over there says that no, when the Magen Avraham said that you should borrow money with Ribbis, he meant for L'Tzarech Suda Shabbos, but the Magen Avraham says it only meant for an Adar Cheter, that you could do it with a Nachri. But to borrow or lend money, even with a Vak Ribbis, the Tzarech Mitzvah, Mishnah Berurah says, one should not do. We learned in the Mishnah, Maisa Peris, go for the Keitz HaMizbeach. The Maisa Nesachim, we saw in the Mishnah, Tanakam said it goes to Klisharis, and then Rechaninis Ganakanim said, Maisa Nesachim goes to Keitz HaMizbeach, and Zevazel Lohay Moidim of Paris. Says the Gemara, how do we understand the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Masnitzid Rav Shmuelhi. The opinion of our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Shmuel, that he holds that the money of the Shari Alishka were used for business, not like we just explained. Says the Gemara, and therefore, the Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Posse Masnitzin, he therefore explained the Mishnah as follows. Moisa Paris. That means the profit that was made by the Beis HaMikdash in selling different types of articles, food, that they needed in the Beis HaMikdash, Schar LaHegdash. The money goes for the Keitz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Kiva disagreed, as we just learned on Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds that we don't do business in Hegdash, and therefore, according to him, there's no Meis HaPeris. Now, Meis HaNesachim, Zu Saravius. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, and Daf Yud Gimel, that if the Hegdish makes an arrangement that they're going to buy flour at a certain rate. And then the price of flour goes up. So the halacha is the rate that Hegdish had contracted is the rate that they're going to have to continue paying. But now when Hegdish is going to sell that flour to people who need flour, they're going to sell it at the new rate. So what's going to happen is, as the Gemara over there says, Yad Hegdish al Yoina. Hegdish always is in the stronger position. So now, Sev Hegdish is going to make profit. Says the Gemara, that profit is called Moisin Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, Pasma Sneesin, Moisin Peris, Zusar Revius, Moisin Nesachim, he says, is Birutzim. Birutzim is, again, when they would fill up a keli with wine, for example, for the Nesachim, and some of the wine, they overspilled, and some of the wine went out of the keli, that wine is called Moisin Nesachim. Ask the Gemara, according to Rav Chiya ben Yosef, that defined Moisin Nesachim as the Sar Revius, does he not agree that there were Berutzim in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar Rav Chizkiya, answers Rav Chizkiya, Mada Nafal, the Sar Revius, Nafal Berutzim. What he says is that Moisin Nesachim have two examples, according to him. One example that he gave is Berutzim, and one example that he gave is Sar Revius. Adat Rav Chiya ben Yosef, says the Gemara, according to Rav Chiya ben Yosef, that says Moisin Peris, that goes to Hegdish, Nicha. We understand what the Mishnah said, Zev Zeh Lohay Moedim Peris. Because as we said, Rav Kiva says, there was no Peris. Because he holds, Emes Akrim B'shal Hegdish, Afalai B'shal Aniyim, Lefikach. So we can understand the Mishnah when it says, Zev Zeh Lohay Moedim Peris. The Rav Chanina and Rav Chananya don't agree to Moisin Peris, because according to them, the Beis HaMikdash, as we said earlier, never did such business. And since they never did such business, there's nothing called Moisin Peris. However, adopted Rabbi Yochanan, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who hold that the definition of Moisin Peris is the Sar Revius, Kasha. Why would we say that according to Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Chananya, there is no Moisin Peris, but Taninan, didn't we learn, Om de Mishalosh Yispukum Arba? Everybody agrees to that halacha that the Hegdish, when it makes a contract for the flour, is always Yodei al Yoina. So how could the Mishnah say the Taninon Zevzeloya Maidim Peiris? Of course, there was this Sar Revius that everybody agrees was there. Says the Gemara when they said Loi Hay Maidim Peiris, that what it means was they don't agree that this Moisin Peiris, which he, Rabbi Yochanan, is saying means the Sar Revius that it should go to Mizbeach. And Moedim Hayu, they do agree that there was this Moisin Peiris, that there was this extra contract. But they held that what was it used for? It was used for the Kli Sharis. Says the Gemara, At Kedoyim, Berutzei Tzibur. Till now we're discussing the Berutzim, we could understand that if there's a carbon tzibur it's brought, and with the carbon tzibur, you have to bring along the Sochim, with the carbon tamid, with the carbon musaf. I could understand what's overflowed, and we need to know how to treat that for halacha. For Philip Berutzim Yochid, Lenimtza Klisharis Boim Mishal Yochid, but ask the Gemara, but the Sochim of the Yochid, how could that go for the Klisharis? The halacha is that a Kli Sharis has to come from communal funds, and here the Berutzim are coming from an individual. Answers the Gemara, as we learned in our previous year, Kadod Taninim, just like we learned in our previous year, Ish Shasas Aksinus Labana Shera of Achetim Serena Letzibur, if a woman wants to make the Bide Kahuna for her son, she may do so, as long as she's careful to make sure that the Tzibur gets ownership of it. Here too, when the Yachid bought his carbon, Nesachim, and the Berutzim, he donated it with his whole heart to the Tzibur, and therefore we could use the Berutzim for the Klisharis. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedam Berutzim Lach. It's clear that the Berutzim of something that is a liquid. We spoke about the wine that's being poured into the cup. So certainly the wine that's being poured into the cup, we could understand that the Berutzim are kaidish. Because when you pour something liquid in a cup, how does the spillage work? You pour into the cup, and what overflows was originally in the cup, and the cup that we're talking about is a Kli Sharis. So anything that enters into the Kli Sharis becomes Kaidish, and therefore when it spills out, it already is Kaidish, and therefore it has to be treated with that Kedusha, and we have what we just discussed. Says the Gemara, but I feel Beretz Yavish, but what about when it's Yavish? When I fill up something dry into a vessel, if I overfill it, the part that I overfill was never in the Kli Sharis. So if it was never in the Kli Sharis, it doesn't get the Kedusha, says the Gemara. So will that also, will something that's dry also have the halacha of Berutzim? And says the Gemara, Kahid Tanan, as the Gemara in Masechet Menachos, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph teaches us, Hanasachim Shekitshu Bekeli, if anything was put into the keli, nimtza zavich pasul, and then the carbon which that nesachim was supposed to be brought along with becomes pasul. Im yesh shava zavich acher, if there's another carbon there, yikvu imoy, use that those nesachim for that carbon. Mlav, if not lanu, if they remain overnight, yifsu belinu, because anything kaidish that's left overnight becomes kaidish. So we see that this halacha is only by berutzei lach, because they were in the Kli Sharis, as we said, they get this Kedusha, and then if they're left overnight, they become Pasul. But Berutzei Yavish, which were never in a Keli, the halacha is very different. The Torah Kedusha, of course, tells us that every day we have to bring the Ketores. But the Torah says that we have to make 368 portions of the Ketores. 365 corresponding to the 365 days of the soul year, and which were, and every day we brought the Ketores, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Then they had three extra portions for the Kohen Gadol would use, because he had to fill up his hands with the Ketores when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. We will now begin discussing the Maaseh Ketores. Because even though, as we just said, they made 368 portions, they could have extra. Number one, as we just said, they had three extra portions for Yom Kippur. But let's say the Kohen Gadol did not have such large hands, and he did not have to use all of those extra portions, they have extra. Number two, that in the Jewish calendar, they're not 365 days a year, they're 354 days in the year. So every year, besides the leap year, they had 11 extra portions. All of what we just discussed is called Maaseh Ketores. So says the Mishnah, Maaseh Ketores Ma'ayo Yisuba, what did they do with the Maaseh Ketores? Says the Gemara, Mafrishim Menu Schar Umnim, they used to take off the amount that they had to pay for the people who make the Ketores, Mechalon Sa'am Maaseh Umnim, and they used to take that extra tyrus for payment, but they needed, and the Gemara will elaborate how it worked, for payment for these professionals. The and that's what was used to pay these professionals. And then they would buy it back. So we see that they went through an elaborate system of redeeming it and not giving it directly to these people for payment, because the halacha is that it would be embarrassing that you should use Ketores, which has such Kedusha in it, for direct payment. Even though in other places we did use Ketch Hegdish for payment, Ketores, since there's never a halacha that you could be paid up Hegdish directly, Ketores directly, that you can't use Ketores for your own use, therefore the halacha is that you can't, the halacha is that they had to go through this elaborate system how to pay them. V'mbach chodesh bezmanoi. We know that every Jewish month can either have 29 or 30 days. So if the Edom saw the new moon on the 30th day of Adar, and therefore they made that day into Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Nisan, we started the Masechta by learning that the new Machsa Shekel funds should be used on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that day we have to use from the new Machsa Shekel forever, for whatever communal needs we have. Memlav, But if they did not make it on that day, Rosh Chodesh was the next day, Mina Yishana. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that even though they made Rosh Chodesh the day earlier, and since they made Rosh Chodesh the day earlier, the halach ought to be that they should use the new funds. If for some reason they do not yet have the new funds, the halach is you could use the old funds. Ask the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, before we are going to explain how it worked, the Pashup Pshat is that they took the Moisek Tyrus and they redeemed it with the Hegdish money. Ask the Gemara, so what have we accomplished with that type of a procedure? The money that we have is Hegdish. The Tyrus that we have is Hegdish. So what is the what have we accomplished? Ketsuraisa, Omer of Shimon Babisna, Mavi Moss, he takes the Hegdish money, Mechal and Binyan. As we discussed in yesterday's year, let's say they're building something new in the base of Hegdish, they needed the materials or whatever, they redeemed it on that. So now that money became Chulin, Mavi Ketiris. Now we take this extra Ketiris that we discussed, Mechal Alehem, and we appointed that Ketiris with this Chulin money. So now the Ketiris is Chulin, and we give that Ketiris to the professionals, Bescharon, for payment for making the Heg, for payment for making the Ketiris. Oysen Amos, asked the Gemara, but now this money, my Yasbehem, this money now is Hegdish. Rabbi Omer, Omani, Yenosul Beis Garmel Beis Avtinus, Shav Bikim Retirt Nektaris, Umasalachim Aparim. The Gemara says that we should take that money to use for the materials making the Ketiris. Amr Rav Shimon by Yitzchak, this money that we were saying we give to the Beis Garmel, V'hen Shiyah Chayav Al Amos Mishar Rishayna. We discussed that every year they brought the Machsa Shekel. And every year that they bring the Machsa Shekel, they could only use the Machsa Shekel funds for what's brought this year. So if the money is last year's money, and we're giving these people the money this year, it can't be used. Amr Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchak, Ha'chayav Las Mishar Rishayna. We have to use money in the year that is of that of those funds. Rav Chibar Abba, Lo Yachayav Elohem. What did they do if they did not owe them money for last year's services? So the money is used to buy oil as ketzim as beach. How could Reb Chibar Abba change his mind? At the beginning, he asked the question, what do we do with this money? And here we say that it goes to the Mos Ketz Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, had the Tzrichle B'Kli Sharis, had the Pshitle B'Ketz Mizbeach. It was obvious to Rechib Abba that this money could be used for Ketz Mizbeach. What we asked was, could that money be used for the Kli Sharis? And the question was, does Moisek Tyrus have it on a Kedushas Aguf? And just like we learned earlier in our shiur, that Moisek Nesachim has Kedushas Aguf and it's used for Kli Sharis, or do Moisek Tyrus not have Kedushas Aguf? And since they don't have Kedushas Aguf, they can only be used for Kaitzim Mizbeach, they can't be used for Kli Sharis. Says the Gemara, because what is the question if the Tyrus has on it Kedushas Aguf or not? The Spalgan, because there's a Machloikis Pitma, Bechulin, if they, what type of a grinder was used to produce the Ketiris? Rabbi Yosef Bechanina Amar Psula, if the grinder that was used was not Kodesh, it wasn't a Kli Sharis, it disqualifies the Ketiris. Rabbi Shu Ben Levi Amar Ksheira, says the Gemara, my time, the Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, that says that the Mechteshes that was used to make the Kli Sharis, to make the Ketiris, has to be a Kli Sharis. Because the Torah, when it discusses the Ketiris, says the Ketiris Ashatas Bemuskanta Lasasul Lachem Kodesh Tiel Lacha Lashem. So he says he defines that when the pasuk says Kodesh, it means Shetei Haviyasa BeKodesh, that we have to make the Ketiris in the Azara, which is a Makom Kodesh, and use a Machteshes, which is a Kli Sharis with Kodesh. My time, the Rishu Ben Levi, who says that we don't have to have a Machteshes, which is Kodesh, for producing the for producing the tyrus. He says, that the money that was used should be money that comes from the Truma Selishka. But not that he meant that it has to have, that it has to be made with a Kli Sharus. Rav Chanina Bechanina agrees like Shmuel, who they both hold that the Mechteshes had to be Kli Sharus. Rav Shuban Levi, says the Gemara, held like Rav Yochanan, the Taninan. We're going to learn on Daf Yud Beis, the next Daf. Hamagdish Nechosef. If somebody's Magdish what he owns, V'hoyu Behen, and he has Dvarim Ruin L'Kabonet Tzibur. And the Gemara, and the Mishnah doesn't identify what is meant when it says Dvarim Ruin L'Kabonet Tzibur. And the Gemara Masech decreases. That Vav Amar Aleph explains. We can't say that's talking about animals, because we can't say that that's called Ruin L'Kabon Sibur, because it also could be used for Kabon Yochid. We can't say that's talking about Yain Shmanim Saltis, because they're expressly mentioned in the Mishnah later. So Rabbi Yochan Amar, it means the Ktiris. So we see that that's included in something that a private individual has. Now, how does a private individual have k'tiris if the halacha is that the k'tiris has to be made in a kli sharis? This must be a raya that the k'tiris does not have to be manufactured in the kli sharis. Says the Gemara, Amr Be'oshia, Tifter, the Mishnah over there could be speaking about that it was made in a kli sharis. If it was made in kli sharis, how could that be considered chulin? Says the Gemara, going back to where we started this sugya. We're talking about Tyrus that was found, Ba'umin Mishal Beis Aftinus, people of the family of Aftinus. They were the ones who manufactured the Tyrus, Shanait B'Schar Tyrus, and he got Tyrus for payment. So that Tyrus belongs to a private individual. It belongs to members of the family of Beis Aftinus. But even though it belongs to a private individual, it has the status of, it was made properly in the Kli Sharus, because it was originally full-fledged Tyrus. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Bechanin and Kishmul, the halacha is that they held that the k'tiris had to be made in a mechteshes was a klisharis. Darmav Huna b'shem Shmul, mechteshes also isok a klisharis l'kaidish. The mechteshes that they used, the grinder that they used to manufacture the klishar, the k'tiris was a klisharis. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Amar Rav Huna, this din that Shmuel just said that the machteshes that was used to manufacture the k'tiris was a kli sharis. He said it, kamei Rabbi Yosi. He said it to Rabbi Yosi, and the question was asked. According to the man, the Amar, that says that the k'tiris was a kli chol, and therefore it only had kedusha stamim. The k'tiris that was manufactured did not have a kedusha saguf, it only had a monetary kedusha. Says the Gemara, but if you'll say that it was made in a Kli Sharis, and we're learning in our shir that the K'tiris, we started this sugya, that you have Moisa B'K'tiris, and we needed to figure out what to do with it, and we said they redeemed it. The question is, Davish B'K'idish, B'Kli Sharis, is something that got Kedushas Aguf, because it was made in a Kli Sharis, Nifta, can we redeem it, that we learned that that's what's done? Says the Gemara, Amalei, without Shmuel, don't you have a question? The Shmuel Amar Kalu B'Maisa. There's a special kula that says Lei Bez the Masna. That even though the Ketiris was made in a Kli Sharis, and therefore it should not be redeemable, the halacha is that since there's a special halacha that when they're manufactured, even though they're manufactured in the Kli Sharis, Bezdin can make a Tanai that it should not get a Gedushas Aguf. The Spalgun. We find this elsewhere. Hesiru Tamimim. The Gemara Masechta Erechin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says that we always have to have at least 6 animals available in the place in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara called the Lishkas Atloim. The Lishkas Atloim is where they had the animals that were designated for Karbonis. And we always have to have animals. Gemara elaborates there that were checked for a number of days before they're going to be actually used, for 4 days before they're actually going to be used on the Mizbeach. And the system was that every day they took out two animals and they put in two animals for the two carbon tumim that we needed that day, and they put in two new animals, and those two new animals ended up being in that place for 4 days, and we kept that system going. But as we've mentioned in our shiur today, when Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes, we have to make sure that all the animals, everything that we're using for Kabbanis Tzibur, come from the new money. So what do we do with this, with these animals that we have in this place that were there from before, that were bought with the old money? So Shmuel Amar, Niftan Tamimim. Even though normally an animal that has Kedushas HaGuf, we may not be poided. You're not allowed to be poided an animal until it gets a Balmum. Here, we could be poided them even when they're healthy. And the reason is, because Lei Bezdin Masna, when they were Mekadosh them, Bezdin made a condition that we were, that the Kedusha should be some sort of a limited Kedusha, and that we should be able to be poided them even though they're healthy. So we see that Shmuel subscribes to this concept of Lei Bezdin Masna, that we could be poided to something that has Kedusha. Rav Yochanan Amar disagrees with Shmuel. He says, Niftel Kepsula Mekdoshim. What he holds is that these animals cannot be used because they were bought with last year's funds. We can't be poided them. We can't redeem them while they're healthy. And what has to happen is we have to leave them until they become Bali Mum. And then and only then we can redeem them. So let's say we have to bring on Rosh Chodesh a chatas, which comes from a sawyer. So let's say they designated a sawyer for that kamchatos, for kamchatos Rosh Chodesh. It got lost, and now they found it. And now it's already the new year. So we can't use money, we can't use that sawyer, because that sawyer was bought from the prior year's funds. So got to the Shmuel, im oila niftas, if we just discussed the animals that were designated for the Karmen Tamid, which is a Karmen Oila, which is the highest level Kedusha type of carbon. We learn Niftis, that we can be pided, according to Shmuel, even when it's healthy. Lakoshkein Chatos. Chatos, which is a lower level Kedusha, and the reason it's a lower level Kedusha, because we know that the Oila is Kulei Kolol, the Oila has to be completely burnt, whereas the Karmen Chatos, part of it is given to the Kohen Chatas, is given to the Kohanim, we certainly could redeem. Al datid Rabbi Yochanan, but according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that these animals that we had left over, that were designated for the carbon oil, we have to wait till they become balimum to be able to redeem them if they were bought with last year's funds. So too, Rabbi Zeira says, Rabbi Yochanan will hold here too, this animal that was bought with last year's, these seirim that were bought, or sawyer that was bought with last year's funds, the halacha will be yiru, we have to wait till the kol become a balmum. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, v'kaitzim mizbeach. The halacha is that they can be brought for oilas kaitzim mizbeach. But the kasha is, can we say that? Kasha, can we allow that? Yesh chata shekreva oila. Can we have an animal that was designated to be a karmen chatas brought as oila? Amar Rav Yosef Shanyahi. There's a difference between karmen tzibur and a karmen yachid. Yes, if I designated an animal to be a karmen oila, I could then not change it to bring it as a karmen chatas. If I designate an animal to be a karmen chatas, I can't then use that animal as a karmen oila. But here, we're talking about animals that are being designated for karmen tzibur. And the halacha is, she'en kabbanat tzibur nekvan el b'shchita. They don't really get their height label until the time of the shchita. So this animal is not really considered a karmen chatas. And therefore, since it's not really considered a karmen chatas when it was lost, because it really doesn't get that designation until they actually come to shecht it, so therefore the halacha is that we could transfer it and make it a karmen oila. I'm Rav Chiya. Tanai Bezenhu. Rav Chiya has a different approach. Rav Chiya says that when they magdish the animal, the sawyer, to be a karmen chatos, there's a lay bez the masna, that if there'll be a situation that we're not going to actually use that animal for karmen chatos, it got lost, the example that we've been learning, it got lost and it was only found in the new year. And since it was bought with last year's funds, it can't be used this year. Beis Din makes a tanai that if this animal won't be usable for carbon chatos, ala meiser, that's called meiser, that it should be brought for carbon, sheyikva oilas, that it can be brought for carbon oilas.